New funding is available for local history museums and organizations in New York that are struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. The William G. Pomeroy Foundation is teaming up with the Museum Association of New York to provide the funding. Pomeroy Foundation Executive Director Paula Miller says the $50,000 Pomeroy Fund for New York State History is designed to prevent local museums from falling through the cracks. She directs any interested 501c3 history organization with a budget of less than $100,000 to apply via the MANI website through April 27th.
We're going to award grants ranging between $1,000 and $2,000. To help with things such as paying utility bills, securing facilities, purchasing computer equipment, or, you know, more internet access. You know, everyone's doing virtual meetings now, right? And trying to showcase their digital collections and stay in touch with their members through social media, things that, you know, maybe many of these smaller organizations have not necessarily had to do in the past.
Miller expects the grants to be delivered by mid-May. MANI Executive Director Erica Sanger says applicants don't have to belong to MANI to qualify. Although she is careful not to mention specific applicants, Sanger said places like Albany's historic Cherry Hill and the Chapman Historical Museum in Glens Falls could fit the bill. In fact, she says half of the state's 1,400 museums operate under an annual budget of less than $100,000. Their small size has ironically excluded them from the federal government's numerous coronavirus aid packages. Congress approved a $484 billion bill shoring up funding for small businesses and hospitals Thursday, but Sanger says many of these sites don't have the full-time staff needed to qualify for loans like the Paycheck Protection Program.
The ratio of full-time to part-time staff at organizations with operating budgets under $100,000 is 1 to 5. So for every organization that has one full-time staff, there are 5 organizations that have part-time staff.
Sanger adds most smaller organizations don't receive regular federal funding in the first place, prompting agencies like the National Endowment for the Arts to vet them from emergency funding applications in advance. Furthermore, in its latest report on the state of New York museums, MANI says only 2% of small museums received state funding in 2018, and none received money from regional economic development councils in the 5 years prior. Sanger says 38% of these sites closed in 2018 due to financial deficits, and she worries more will follow with the spring's galas, school trips, and fundraisers canceled by COVID-19.
Two-thirds of the revenue that museums are anticipating in any point in time is gone. We know that more than half of the people who work in museums in New York State have been furloughed or laid off. I know of at least 3 museums whose board said they will not be able to open again, and one of them is in the Capital Region. So this impact is hard, it's deep, it's catastrophic.
As of Monday, Sanger says the Pomeroy Fund for New York State History already had nearly 50 applications. She encourages those who want to help out to reach out to their local museums. Many still have online gift shops, are taking donations, and can offer safe ways to volunteer during the pandemic.
It could be as simple as, hey, can you drive by and make sure everything's okay, right? Can you make sure that there are no broken windows and that everything looks okay?
For more information on the fund and a link to apply, go to WAMC.org. Based in Syracuse, the Pomeroy Foundation has funded over 1,000 roadside markers and plaques denoting historic sites across the country. The Museum Association of New York has over 670 members statewide. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.